This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Actually, they were racing the Governor's Cup in the 60s.
60s.
Yeah, well, in the 70s or 60s.
60s.
Was that when Dumont won?
67.
Well, we have Dumont Smith, who won that prestigious race, on the phone with us right now. Welcome to Real Racing USA, Dumont Smith.
Thank you.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Okay, now, did you rest your voice all day for us?
Didn't talk at all.
All right. Go ahead, Rick.
So you won the race in 1967. That was probably the when the race was probably hitting its most popular time at that time, right?
Right.
And what was it like to win that 67 race?
Oh, it was nice for me. I enjoyed it. I didn't have a car right before that, and I got a car to drive for that race and set the fastest time trial and won it.
I was just going to ask him, whether did he dominate it? Well, I reckon so then, huh?
Oh, I had the best car there.
What kind of cars did you run then? What were the cars like?
That happened to be a 57 Chevy.
I knew he was going to say that. Anything before 70 was a 57 Chevy.
Yeah.
Now, the year before, you finished fourth in the race. Were you running the same car?
No, I was running our own car then. I finished third in that race, but I went up and told them that I thought I was fourth, and they put me back to fourth, and they later gave me third.
Oh, did they? Okay.
But I finally finished third.
Well, that was before video cameras and stuff, right?
Right, yeah.
Where is Satellite Beach?
A friend of mine bumped me and knocked the wheels out of line. I had to go in a pit and make it. Straighten the wheels up, and I come back out. I lapped, unlapped myself with my lap down, but I forgot about doing that. The boy that they give the fourth to, I told him he finished third. But he didn't, and when he found out later that night.
So you were the third person to have your name on the trophy, I guess.
Right, uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Third.
When, what was the race? I mean, I've seen you at New Smyrna. You're over there almost every year for the Governor's Cup. And, you know, you see what the guys go through to try to win that thing today.
Yeah.
Was it like that then?
Yeah, we had a lot more cars then.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I think it was 60-some cars that night.
Ooh. Yeah.
Don Nerone would like to see that, huh?
Yeah, Don Nerone would probably like to see that today, wouldn't he?
Yeah, right.
Now, what did you have to do besides qualifying to get into the race, the guys who didn't qualify in the top 20?
They had to run a consolation race, and if you finished the first few of them, you got in a feature.
And it was a 200-lapper, right?
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah. There weren't very many big races like that around that back then, were there?
Not too many. West Palm Beach had every year a 100-lap race in West Palm Beach for New Year's race. But right. That was the biggest one. And then the short tracks, we run a lot of short tracks that had 200 laps. But not West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach was a half mile, like New Smyrna.
Now, Dumont, how many tracks did you race at during the course of a year?
Oh, Lord. All over the state.
Approximately how many, though?
Oh, probably 10.
Probably 10 tracks across the state.
I drove from all the way from New Smyrna to Miami, with Hialeah, West Palm Beach, Fort Pierce, Tampa, O'Galley Speedway, New Smyrna. I drove them all.
Now, were you just following the big races, or were you ever points racing? What were you doing?
Well, I run the whole year most time. Then the end of the season, I over track at a championship race, and I just make sure and get them because that's the most money in them.
Right.
But I run the whole circuit, all the way from Miami to Tampa, St. Pete, all the way around.
It was a lot easier when it wasn't $3 a gallon for gas, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. But I'm a building contractor. See, I just did that for a hobby. I never went out to race for a living.
Right.
I wished I had
Yeah, you probably would have been pretty successful at it.
Speaking of that, Dumont.
Huh?
I said, speaking of that fact that you did it for a hobby,
Right.
Did y'all take it any less seriously than these guys who are doing it for a hobby today?
No. I went out to win them.
It ain't no hobby.
When I went to Tampa in 67, the reporter said, "How you figure you're going to do? You borrowed a car and you didn't have a car ready for this race." I said, "I come over here to win." He said, "Well, what, you think you're going to win with all these cars?" Yeah. I said, "Well, I'm hungrier than they are."
There you go.
So that's what I did. I went, set the fastest time trial, and then I won.
Now, when did you finally retire from racing, Dumont?
I really retired in 77, but I drove a few times in East Smyrna for my son.
Uh-huh.
He was running the street stocks up there, and he had to go on vacation. And they, back at that time, they let anybody drive in the cars, the one who got the points.
Right.
So I drove for him a few times. I drove up until 78.
Oh, that's not bad. When did you start?
Oh, Lord. Before you sport. I raced one race in 48.
You wasn't one of them moonshiners, was you?
Not really.
Not really?
So he won the Governor's Cup before I was even born.
I was raised in Carolina, so... But I raced most of the season 49 in the amateur division. And then in 50, I built a sportsman car run with the big boys, Turn, the Fox Brothers, and all them. But that was the first year I got in the big stuff, and I most of the time let somebody else drive it then.
What do you think of this racing today?
Well, money is ruining it to completely to me. Richard Childress is a cousin of mine. And he'll tell you money's ruined it. Because right now, he spends more money to win a championship than he makes. Right. Except for the endorsements, that's where all the money's at.
Spend more than you make.
Huh?
Spend more than you make.
Oh, yeah.
Even at that level.
Oh, yeah.
That's spending a lot.
One time when Ernie Hart won about the third time for him, they had cost them money to win that championship. But, you know, he gets the sponsors what pays him all the money.
Right.
But as far as what you win, it's nothing compared to what it costs to run them cars.
Well, I mean, you know, you look down at the local levels now. People are spending more than they're winning.
That's the way it is, right, Wayne?
That's absolutely the way it is. That's why the car counts are down, and that's why, you know, times are tough. It's just... Everybody's spending way more than they're winning.
My son was a good driver, but I say unless he got sponsorship, we never could stay in racing at the level they are in East Smyrna.
Right.
Motors cost $35,000,
$40,000. That's insane, too, isn't it?
Oh, completely.
What cost that? What did you say?
The motors.
The motors, yeah.
What did your car run that you won? How much do you figure they had in the car that you won the 1967 Governor's Cup?
About $10,000.
$10,000.
Yeah.
Now, that was a was that a ton of money back then?
Yeah.
Was that a lot of money in a car?
Well, not really. There's some of them boys from Miami that had that dope money. They cars
had won't say any names.
We won't say any names
about that. But we know all about the chrome jack stands and who was getting her done.
Gary Blue one time, he and I drove the same car, but not at the same time. And I seen the money they were putting in cars, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at.
Right.
I couldn't even believe what I was looking at.
That's the reason I got out of Miami, driving them boys down in Miami, because I was scared to death every time I'd leave down there, because they knew it. I know that they was in that dope business.
Time to head back north, right, Dumont?
Oh, yeah. Come up from Miami, name time with my pistol between my legs.
You know he ain't lying either, boy. Yeah. Oh, man.
No,
it's unbelievable.
Doubt about it.
Yeah.
What did a new car cost, a new car, a street car? What did a new street car cost in say, 67?
Oh, see.
About 15 or 20,000, or 15, 10 or,
probably
or
less, yeah.
5,000, 6,000?
I bought a new Pontiac in 65. I give $4,200 for it.
Brand new, right?
Brand new.
Yeah, because I got a 69 Camaro in 1970 for, I think, $1,800. It was 1 year old.
Yeah, huh?
About $1,800.
You couldn't buy a used one out of the junkyard for now.
I'm telling you.
I bought my wife a new Cadillac in 78. I give $10,400 for it.
Wow.
Yeah. Same car now is about $50,000.
Right.
Yeah. I got it a good price. I got it from Jim Raffman, and he was a good friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And so he gave me a good price on what he had in it.
But even back then, the purses, like in the 60s and 70s, when you were racing a lot, the purses weren't all that, were they?
Well, at the racetrack in 67, when I left there at night, I had $1,800 and some dollars. And I got a lot more money out of it than that, because every race I appeared at next year, I got $175. So if I get two races a day, what? Well, make good money.
Right.
Who's the best promoter you ever seen?
Oh, I don't know. I was scared of most all of them the way they've done their business.
Yeah.
I'd say down in Hialeah,
they ain't changed.
Was the honestest people I've ever run against. When they told you they're going to pay you something, they paid you that. See, I used to get a lot of appearance money, and most of them would pay me real good, and part of them would promise to, and then not give it to me. Gordon Solin Tapper was about the best, too.
Did you meet him and talk to him and deal with him?
Gordon?
Yeah.
He was a good friend of mine.
What was he like? Tell us about him.
Gordon was a good guy. As far as I know, he was honest. He was the only thing he's dishonest about. He would pay drivers to wreck you, then give you a lot of money to come there so you'd have a spectator to see them wrecking you. He had me wrecked one night in Tampa, and he'd kill me.
He had you wrecked and almost killed you?
Yeah. And my wife
paid somebody.
My wife seen him pay the guy off, and then I like to kill him.
Did he ever pay you to get anybody?
No, huh? He knows I was against that kind of.
Yeah.
See, he wanted to unionize racings, and you win one night, I win the next night, and everything like that. I started that racing organization. That's what they tried to do.
Right.
Well, that's why he went to wrestling, huh?
Well, he was the one that got that wrestling as crooked as it was. He's dead and gone now. I shouldn't talk about him.
Yeah, I just read a book about Gordon Solly, and it was really interesting, some of the things he did with racing itself.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, he was involved way back when they used to run the race around MacDill.
Yeah.
Were you ever involved with that?
Which was that?
When they had that big race at MacDill that ran around the outskirts of MacDill?
No,
No.
Did you ever run the Snowball Derby?
No, I never did. It was too far away from me.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
I'd like to, but I never did.
Well, from the 40s to the 70s, I mean, appearance money.
Wow.
Yeah, what happened to that? Appearance money.
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of appearance money.
Just to show up.
Yeah, just to show up.
Yeah, they kind of used to do that back in the day there.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
You know, that was a big thing to get.
Now if somebody does it, because every once in a while somebody will do that sort of thing.
Right.
They take grief for it if it gets out.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
No. We got to spend all our money to make an appearance. That's how it works
now.
That's
the way it works.
We pay the owner $1,000 to make an appearance.
So you'll be at the New Smyrna Speedway on Saturday night for the 42nd Annual Governor's Cup, I'm assuming.
I hope to, if I'm all right and feeling good. I got a little trouble with my voice, and I'd have to watch about staying out of a night too much.
Right.
I'm a builder, and I got rebuilt a bunch of these houses, got tore up in the storms.
Right.
They all had mold in them.
Oh, yeah.
Mold in my lungs. Now I'm shutting down. My voice is shutting down now, but
yeah,
it'll come back.
Well, I'll tell you what. We will see you Saturday, and we look forward to it. And I'm sure we'll have a good time over there on Saturday at New Smyrna Speedway.
All right.
It was great talking to you, Dumont.
Thanks a lot, man.
Bye.
You never know.
You never know.
A good little blast from the past.
Them dope boys down in Miami.
Burned them out. At least he was honest.
I drove home with a pistol between my legs many a night.